We're joined now by author Brock Coburn. He lives in Wilson, and his book, The Vast Unknown, is about America's first expedition up Mount Everest. Coburn spoke with Wyoming Public Radio's Willow Belden. He says many of the members of the expedition honed their climbing skills in Wyoming.
Well, the leader of the expedition, a Swiss-Austrian named Norman Dierenfurth, first climbed the Grand Teton in 1939 with the best-selling novelist at the time, best-selling writer James Ramsey Ullman. And so Norman knew that when he was selecting a team for Everest, that the Tetons, as the premier climbing venue in the United States, at least for rock climbing, the Tetons would really be the nursery and the playground where he should look for young, growing climbers.
Now, you talk about how this expedition, this first U.S. expedition to Everest, related to the political climate at the time, to the space race, to what America's role was in the world. What's the relationship there? How does Everest tie into all these things?
Well, the early 1960s were a time of great uncertainty in America. America wanted to establish itself as a player on the world stage. And in 1958, the Russians had launched a basketball-sized satellite named Sputnik. And America immediately became space crazy, and they wanted to adopt Sputniks of their own. But mainly they were afraid that America was falling behind in the space race. And that's what inspired President John F. Kennedy in 1961 to give his famous moon speech, in which he vowed that by the end of the decade, by the end of the 60s, America would put a man on the moon. And it was at the same time that we were wondering, well, if America could put a man on the moon, certainly they could put a human on top of the highest point on Earth. And the era of what was referred to as the ugly American was afoot at the time. And President Kennedy and the leader of the expedition wanted to reverse that questionable reputation and try to establish something more hopeful and inspirational and positive.
Well, and that's an interesting thing that you bring up, the concept of the ugly American, because certainly in your description of this expedition, this team, they, first of all, obviously hire a lot of locals as their support team and also provide quite a bit of medical assistance to people. Did that kind of help America's image?
I think it did. When the 1963 American Eversters trekked from Nepal's capital of Kathmandu, the 180 miles to base camp, they came across people in their evening medical clinics that they gave for free at each night's camp. They treated people who had never been exposed to Western medicine or Western thinking, and many of these people were very grateful.
Now, this expedition was not just about mountaineering. It was not just about getting up to the top of Everest. There was also quite a bit of scientific research going on here. Why was that?
The team's leader, Norman Dierenfurth, knew that in order to raise the $400,000 that they would need for this expedition, they would need media, which they had on board in the form of the National Geographic Society and a film and magazine articles that were going to be made, and also science. And so a high-altitude physiologist, a sociologist, psychologist, glaciologist, and other scientific types were hired on to do some preliminary studies, some studies that had never been done in that part of the world. The glaciologists, for instance, found some of the earliest indications of glacial recession in the Himalayas and really established some of the baseline data that is now used in climate change studies.
And some of the psychological research that was done there, this was interesting because it had applications to the military, to space travel. Why was that?
Well, Dick Emerson in particular was wondering what the effect of isolation and hardship would be on Americans, because we were just entering the space race. Seamen were starting to go under the ocean in submarines for extended periods of time. And it wasn't known what would happen to men confined in isolation. And so he conducted a study during the expedition itself, and the results are still being referred to.
Is there any particular message that you hope readers will take away from this?
Well, I hope that young people especially remember the legacy of these climbers. They were not climbing for individual glory or achievement or attention. They were happy if only one member of their team were to reach the top. And so I felt that they really embodied what's been referred to as the brotherhood of the rope. They were in it together, and they engaged collaboration, cooperation, a lot of persistence and discipline and rigor, and a fair amount of compromise, too, while they handled the inevitable arguments that would break out. And they did it in a inspiring and a mature fashion that I hope that young people today especially will remember and recognize.
Brock Coburn is the author of The Vast Unknown, which is about the first U.S. expedition up Mount Everest. Thanks so much for joining us.
And thank you, Willa.